In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. I was speaking with someone not so very long ago, was rather wounded from how they perceived their childhood. They had a parent who they felt was never satisfied. No matter what they did as a child, no matter how strong the effort, it was never good enough. And therefore, this person rarely felt accepted. And I don't know what extent the memories are accurate, but it must have had some truth to it for how the person feels even as an adult. They never feel that what they do in life is good enough, accepted, and it's very painful. And the problem that they face is not going to be solved by now trying to convince them that they are good enough, because none of us is perfect. None of us are ever good enough. So how can we help a person who doesn't feel good enough by telling them that they're good enough when nobody's ever good enough? No, trying to convince someone that they're good enough, I think, will only add to the frustration. The problem is confusing good enough with accepted. And therefore, I think we need to change our whole approach. Because the whole point of the gospel, the whole point of the incarnation of Jesus Christ is specifically that broken humanity isn't good enough, but that we're still accepted. And I don't mean by that that our sin is accepted, nor that the brokenness itself is accepted. I mean that we are accepted in order to be completed and perfected. That God will take who we are and what we are, sift out what is good from what is broken, and take the good and amplify and multiply it, until such a time that we are perfected in Him. This week in the church, we are celebrating the meeting of the Lord in the temple. When Jesus was 40 days old, He's brought to the temple with the offering that was in part to fulfill the law of the Old Testament. And the Old Testament law, with all its rules, with all its precepts, with all its nitty-gritty details, was essentially impossible for any Jews to keep perfectly. In all of Israel's history, not one Jew actually was good enough to keep the law perfectly until Jesus Christ Himself. In His coming, Jesus keeps the law perfectly, not only in letter, but in spirit. But He doesn't do so to somehow rub it in that we're not good enough and look at me. He does so on our behalf. He does so in order to complete what was lacking in broken humanity. He does so that in Him we can be perfected. Let's just look at the offering that was brought. According to the law, when a child was dedicated, the parents were supposed to bring an unblemished lamb as an offering. But the law allows, however, a lesser gift if the family couldn't afford a lamb. And that lesser gift was the two pigeons. According to Luke's gospel, Joseph and Mary brought two pigeons. You can guess what they felt. You can guess what they thought. Here they were bringing the Messiah Himself, and they couldn't even afford a lamb. And they might have felt that the pigeons, although perhaps okay, were certainly not good enough. And they might have wished they could have brought more. But you see, God wasn't interested in whether or not our efforts are good enough. He is interested in whether or not our efforts are good. Joseph and Mary's efforts were good and noble and pure. And God accepts them even though they somehow fell short of the perfection of the law. You know, when a priest is ordained in the church, the bishop lays his hands on his head and begins his prayer that declares God, by divine grace, completes that which is lacking. Because no man is good enough to be a priest. God has to complete him. Think of Joseph and Mary's offering. Yes, they only brought the two pigeons, and yet God completes it. Because wasn't Jesus Himself the unblemished lamb? So in bringing Jesus, they brought not only the two pigeons that they could afford in an earthly sense, but then they bring the lamb that God Himself was by bringing Christ there. So God not only accepts their offering as good, but He completes it in Himself. And being the unblemished lamb, Jesus not only fulfills the law, but He goes to the cross. He becomes the one offering that can destroy death. You all remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000 families in the wilderness. It all started with a little boy who offered 5 loaves and 2 fish. Was that good enough to feed 5,000 families? Well, not by itself. But it was good. It may not have been good enough, but it was good. And Christ accepts the boy's gift and multiplies it and completes it and perfects it into the miracle that it was. Brothers and sisters, the bad news is that broken humanity, broken humans, by definition, are not good enough. But the good news is that we don't have to be. God's not looking for us to be good enough. The whole point of the incarnation is that in spite of not being good enough, we are still accepted. And by his divine grace, the Lord will complete and perfect what is lacking in each of us. Amen.